guess, how would you, like, rate the overall condition of the room?
Hold on. Hello?
Hi, this is Rachel. I'm with Family First Care. Is this Daphne?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Okay. Hi.
Hi, is this Daphne?
Yes, it is. Hi.
How up? In regards to Dale Hughes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who is this?
In regards to Dale.
This is Rachel. Okay. First Care.
From First, okay. Uh-huh. Hi.
Hi. I want to know if your brother still wanted home care services.
Well, what I told them is that his the person that comes out to, I'm sorry, I'm in the car, but the person that comes out to assess him will come out next Wednesday.
Oh, the broker is coming on Wednesday?
Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, the broker
is coming. Yeah, on Wednesday too. We did the financial part. But the broker, the person that's coming out to assess him for...
The area of the aging?
Say that again? Yes, them. Yes, they're coming out next Wednesday. And when they tell us what he'll get, and then I will call you, and then you guys can... We'll go from there. I don't want to...
When was the broker assessment?
The first broker came last week.
Okay. And then did you complete the PCP form?
What's the PCP form?
The form from the patient's doctor.
Oh, you know what? She was supposed to get... I think they're having a little bit of a problem with that because the doctor seems like his address is different from what... different. So I don't know if they got that yet, but they were going to do it. I mean, they were going to send him, the information, you know, send the forms to him and let him fill them out and send it back. So there was nothing we were required to do with that. I don't know if that happened. I'm assuming it might have because the other person's coming out. I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you want to do a telehealth appointment? We can schedule you with the telehealth.
Does that also, is that what the people would take? I don't know. See, like I said,
we have a company we work with that will do the form over the phone. We'll just call up the patient and assess them over the phone. And send us over the completed form.
What do you think about that, Dan? But we haven't even...
You can still say
yes. Yeah, you can do... Yeah, you can do that. I mean, I don't know what you need.
Okay, we're going to reach out. I'm going to give them your phone number.
Okay.
Do you know what number they'll be calling from? I'm sorry, because I get so many spam calls that I always wait for a text. I mean, I always wait for a voicemail.
Right.
Do you have any idea?
I don't have the number on hand with me. I guess if they have any issues reaching you, I'll let you know so you can save my number.
Okay. All right. Well, if they leave a message and I know it's them, then I will call them back. Also, yeah, so that's what I was waiting for. And the thing about it, he's in the hospital again today. So I'm pretty sure, like I filled out all my paperwork because I'm going to be his home care provider. But so then we will go that route. So my question is, so what would you guys do when you come in? What is there paperwork that you need, or
it's just going to be over the phone?
Oh, cool. Okay. All right. We can always do that. And matter of fact, I'll probably call you after next Wednesday, and go from there. But yes, he's definitely going to go through you guys. But I just, like I said, I didn't want to keep putting him through so much of this at one time. I wanted to get one thing handled at a time before we did that. But, yeah, so I filled out all my paperwork, so all my paperwork should be in there to take care of him. And on the event that they do give him hours for me to take care of him, which I, at this point I'm pretty sure they will, we'll go from there, and I'll make sure that we get you guys taken care of.
Amazing. Okay, so we'll be in touch. Thank you, Daphne.
You're welcome, love. Thank you.
Have a good day. We'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.